My guests on Simply Folk are based in Tucson, Arizona. Well, at least three of the five are, but they're making quite a name for themselves on a national basis, especially with public radio audiences, thanks to a couple of appearances on A Prairie Home Companion with Garrison Keillor. Run Boy Run is the name of the band. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Well, let's get started with some music right away so we can hear what you sound like. We'll have a little conversation after that. What would you like to start with?
We'll kick it off with the title track off of our latest album, So Sang the Whippoorwill.
So Sang the Whippoorwill is the name of the tune. It's also the name of a CD that we've been listening to here on Simply Folk, their second CD. Well, gosh, when you launch right into that, it sounds like it's an old traditional tune that you've been hearing for, 150 years or something. How do you do that? Did you grow up in just exposed to that kind of music?
We did. At least four out of five of us grew up listening to traditional American music. Grace and I, both of our parents are traditional musicians, our dad a fiddle player, and so I grew up playing fiddle music, and Grace grew up hanging around fiddle contests and learning the fiddle too. And the Sandoval sisters here also grew up in a bluegrass family here in Arizona. So we just grew up steeped in that tradition, listening to it, and when we got together, that was the chemistry, really, digging into that tradition.
Yeah, it's new traditional music. It sounds like an oxymoron, but it's not at all in your case. And let's explore those family connections a little more. So we have two sisters and a brother and a sister, and one of the sisters is married to one of the brothers, right? Do I have that
right?
You
got it.
And then there's Jesse, the bass player.
Yep. Then there's me.
Well, is there a traditional music scene in Tucson? How did you all come together and meet?
We did. Yeah. So we actually all met at the University of Arizona, where the traditional and acoustic music scene is much smaller. So you get to know each other pretty well. But four out of five of us graduated from the University of Arizona in Tucson. And we decided we wanted to get together and just start playing some old-time music, and got together and jammed at my house down in Tucson and played out on the front porch and got invited to do our first gig that night. Then we met Jesse not too long after that, and we had been friends in music and at college, and I knew he was a bass player and had a background in jazz, and so I figured he must have an acoustic bass, and sure enough he did. And so we kind of just got together and in the beginning, we're playing what we had grown up listening to and what we knew, and things really developed from there.
You were doing more cover tunes, I guess I would call it, to start with, and then you started branching out and writing. Why don't we hear another tune? What would you like to do next?
We're going to do a song from our new album, That's All Right, coming out pretty soon. And it's a traditional song, so in that vein, but we put our own spin on it. It's
All right.
called Wild Bill Jones.
Bill Jones with some beautiful harmonies. Boy, doesn't that sound nice. Really a neat arrangement. So three of you live in Tucson, and let me introduce you first. We have Matt Rowland playing fiddle and guitar and singing, and Grace Rowland playing cello and singing, and you two are brother and sister. And then there's Becca Sandoval Rowland, who is playing fiddle and singing, and you're kind of the lead singer, female singer, I guess, kind
we
of.
We trade off.
You
on
trade.
The,
okay.
We trade off on the lead parts.
Okay, that's right, because you were on. Right, we'll hear from all of you at some point. And then Jen Sandoval is playing mandolin and also singing. And Jen, by the way, let me give you a picture of what's happening here in Buck's studio, is sitting in a chair with her mandolin with her foot in a boot up on a cardboard box because...
broke the ankle during a soccer game.
Well, at least you're having fun, hopefully.
Yes, definitely. It's a good distraction.
Not fun to tour, though, when you are gimping around and you've got a little scooter that you have to get around.
I do have a scooter. That has been a saving grace.
Good.
Travel a lot faster.
Good, good. I hope that heals quickly for you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, why don't we hear another tune, and then I want to ask you about your new recording.
All right.
Well, we're going to do one that also comes off of our latest album, not the new one. This one's called Little Girl, and it's a song that Becca wrote, and we pair it with a fiddle tune that she wrote as well.
One, two, three. Little girl,
up to my knee. Little girl, up to my knee. Stray not far away from me, for your papa's growing old, for the air is growing cold.
Little girl, up to my hip.
Little girl, up to my hip. Come upon my knee and sit, for your papa's growing old, for the air is growing cold.
Little girl, up to my chest.
Little girl, up to my chest. Lay me down now soft to rest, for your papa's growing old, for the air is growing cold.
For your papa's growing old, for the air is growing cold.
For your papa's growing old, for the air is growing cold.
For your papa's growing old.
Little girl. Wow. What a neat tune. The three of you doing a cappella together. And then at times it even sounded like a classical quartet playing. And then there was kind of some improvisation and some jazz in there. Wonderful. That's really neat.
That was an original by Becca.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. So, Grace, I was listening to you play the cello, and you have some parts where you have the lead, and it's just a beautiful singing sound. And then other times, it's almost percussive, where you've got the rhythm section going on the cello. What's your background playing cello? What did you grow up with any kind of classical training? Or
That's where a lot of my music was based, especially on the instrument. I grew up with orchestras and private lessons and doing classical concertos and stuff until just my freshman year of college. And then there came to a point where I just wanted to continue on with the instrument but explore how else I could play it, what other kinds of music I could make with it. And playing with Matthew and wanting to continue on playing cello but finding new fun ways to do it was the way.
Yeah, very creative, and gives you a chance to do a little bit of improvising.
Have a little fun.
Yeah, really, it's wonderful. Well, let's have another tune. What would you like to do next?
Well, we're going to do one that Grace wrote, our cellist over there. And this is one of the tracks off of our upcoming album, Something to Someone. And it's called Mama, Won't You Tell Me What to Do.
Tries to take your hand. Do you hold on to him close or try to let him go? Oh, Mama, won't you tell me what to do? And when you think of him at night, is it right to want him here? Wishing for his touch or his whisper in your ear? When for every night you've wanted, he's had a hundred more.
To wear that not so more white dress. And Mama,
Mama, Won't You Tell Me What to Do, from a CD that is to be released pretty soon. You're working on it right now. How is it going with the new recording?
It's great. It's actually finished. We did it back in February, and we have some pre-release copies that we've sold at a few shows. But we're doing an official release in our hometown, our home base, Tucson,
nice.
On September 5th. So
great.
That will be the official release date, and we're so excited about it, and we're really proud of the new album and a lot of the songs, and a lot of originals, a couple traditionals. So,
and that's kind of what the mix that you had in So Sang the Whippoorwill, isn't it? You have some originals and some traditional
actually,
music.
I think on this album it's almost, there's only one traditional tune. Everything else is original.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So, which is a far cry from our very first EP, which was all traditional except for one Dirk Powell tune that we did.
It sounded traditional.
So I have to ask you about A Prairie Home Companion, but first I'm going to read that wonderful quote that Garrison Keillor provided for you. He wrote, "Doing a weekly radio show for a few decades, a man sometimes feels he has heard way too much music, and he avoids cafes where singer-songwriters perform and puts his iPod in the drawer and enjoys long, silent walks in the snowy woods. And then along comes this very band, Run Boy Run, two fiddles, mandolin, cello, and bass, young musicians who've caught the spirit of the traditional and who combine bold playing and beautiful harmony singing, which is a miracle whenever you hear it. My only quibble was whether they shouldn't separate the boy from the run with a pair of commas." That's just wonderful. Just wonderful. So how did you end up meeting him and getting on the show and all of that?
Well, the history there is Grace and my mom plays with the Chandler Symphony in Arizona. And she got talking to one of the new viola players in the orchestra. And turns out that she used to be a photographer with the show.
Wow.
And so, of course, our mom being our mom said, "Well, my kids are in a band and they would be perfect for the show." But sure enough, she told the talent manager to check us out, and he looked us up online and really did think we'd be a good fit. And we waited for a while to hear from them and kept the date open when they would be coming to Tempe, Arizona to play at Gamage Auditorium. And we were keeping it open. And then one day Grace got a call and Garrison's on the other line.
Oh, wow.
And she thought it was a joke, but it certainly wasn't.
No. Well, well deserved. I mean, the sound is just beautiful, and it's a wonderful kind of synthesis of old and new and a few different genres. So I think you're hitting a nice a place that people are really enjoying. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good luck with everything. Why don't we have one more song before we say goodbye? What would you like to finish with?
This is one that Matt, our fiddle player, wrote, and we like to give a little bit of background on it. It's called Under the Boughs, and in college he volunteered with a refugee organization in Tucson. There's quite a large refugee population, and they worked on a project where they harvested a lot of the olives in Tucson that were sort of being thrown away because there are a lot of them, and then they took that to a local mill and they produced olive oil and they sold that to raise money. And so he worked with an incredible woman and a lot of incredible families. And so this is a song about that.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4.
High hangs the fruit. See you.
Under the Boughs is the name of the song. And yes, you are a long, long way from your homes. Mm-hmm. Boy, well, it's wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing your time and your talent with Wisconsin Public Radio listeners. We're really grateful that you came in.
Thank you so much for having us.
And for information about the new CD and your tour and everything else, you have a great website, runboyrunband.com, right? All together, no periods. And then you have a pretty strong Facebook presence as well, it looks like. Mm-hmm. And there's a link on our website, simplyfolk.org, with all of your information as well. So thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for having us.
It's a pleasure.